Like many organizations, the Saline Area Senior Center is operating virtually, with the exception of pickleball, that is. I'm Lucianne Lance, and this is Community Cares. Nancy Cowan is the executive director of the Saline Area Senior Center. Nancy, that paddleball sport, which combines elements of tennis, badminton, ping pong, certainly has been embraced by many seniors as a fun, social, and friendly game. How have you been able to continue pickleball during the pandemic?
It really is. It's a great, exciting, active game for many of our members. And actually, most of last year, I think it was March 13th, is the day that we closed our doors thinking it would be a couple of weeks, and it ended up being now almost a year. But for a small period of time, we didn't have any pickleball. And then when we were able to start up again, the weather had started to break outside. We played outside most of the summer with precautions in place and doing the sign-ins and things to keep it as safe as possible. And then this fall, we have a really strong relationship with Saline Area Schools, and we typically play indoors all winter long at Liberty School in Saline. And so once kids were able to go back to school, we were able to get into the gym and play our regular two times a week. Normally it's three, but we were able to do two at first, Monday and Wednesday, and we've just started back on Fridays too. So our pickleball players play on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Liberty School indoors, and we have at least 5 to 6 courts that run on those days.
They're wearing masks?
Popular. They are. They're wearing masks the whole time. It's taken a little bit to get used to, but they were like, we'll do anything to keep it safe and play a sport that we love. So we're still averaging anywhere from 20 to 30 players that come each time, and they're doing great. They've been safe and no issues. So.
Must have been a great lifeline during a very hard time. You know, senior centers are such a lifeline for older residents. In good times, what resources do you provide seniors with at the Saline Area Senior Center? And contrast that with what you were able to do in terms of COVID-19 restrictions.
Yeah, so our senior center is a center that caters to those really age 45 and up. Seniors are seniors in training from 45 to 50. I'm almost one myself this year, in fact. but we provide a lot of different activities, all the way from educational things like learning about different programs and opportunities in the area to being a caregiver and how you do that, financial aspects, those things, to physical things like cardio drumming and Pilates and those kinds of programs. And then we used to offer trips, which is one thing we haven't been able to continue doing, day trips and those kinds of things. And then a lot of creative arts programs. We were doing ukulele and art classes and those things. So, and of course, we still have the traditional, I guess you would say, older adult activities like bingo and cards and those things. So when the pandemic hit, we had to close our doors. Luckily, we had made a lot of changes in the last couple of years that allowed us to move virtually fairly seamlessly. We have some older adults that certainly aren't as comfortable with using computers or Zoom links, but our fitness classes have been running the whole time virtually. Some of our creative arts programs, we've worked with the High Five Club at Saline High School to run trivia for our older adults, and we're still calling bingo. So it's taken a little bit of time to get some of our seniors used to using a Zoom. Some of them have fully embraced it, and some of them are still working on it.
New skill set for many people out there.
You got it.
Has the Saline Area Senior Center, Nancy, been able to help with vaccine inquiries at all?
We have been just fielding a lot of questions and giving resources. We have typically about 850 members each year. So many of them are on our email list, and we do a weekly email to our members. So we've been trying to do the updates of, you know, if you have a doctor at U of M or St. Joe's and how to do that process and through the county. So we've been answering a lot of those kinds of questions, and certainly through the pharmacies now, which we're hoping are rolling out soon. I think we're all waiting. So more, we've been an information source to help people, but we have certainly reached out to the county and any sources we know to say we would be happy to be a site. Our center is physically closed right now, but we have rooms and we have space. And we would be happy to offer that. So that's something we've been trying to get the word out about.
You have been a wonderful conduit for those seniors. When we think about what all of us have been going through with COVID-19 and how isolated we have felt, to have that connection already established for seniors that were involved with senior centers such as Saline's, that was really vital, wasn't it?
Yes, we think it's been a huge value to a lot of our members and those in the area. And we've created other partnerships through it, which has been the positive. We run a Meals on Wheels program for about 22 individuals each day. It's grown to almost 32 individuals during the pandemic. So we've seen an uptick, but we've partnered with Saline Area Social Services, which has been a fabulous resource to give people extra groceries in the Meals on Wheels program on Thursdays. And We've also created more partnerships, again, with Saline Social Services and some of our high school students. We're working on creating a friendly caller program for those in the area, and hopefully porch visits here as it gets nicer until we can open our doors so our older adults can form some connections with our seniors in high school. And the bonus of the pandemic is the high school kids aren't quite as busy, so they have some time to volunteer and do those things. And some of the students from NHS have been shoveling seniors' driveways and doing some lawn care and things like that. So it's nice to see the community pull together for individuals that really need it.
Oh, it really is. And to hear about these great relationships that are forming because of it shows you positive can come out of such dire times. And boy, a salute to those young seniors, the seniors in high school for doing this. And what a great connection for seniors meeting seniors, so to speak. We're talking with Nancy Cowan, Executive Director of the Saline Area Senior Center. What is the pricing structure of your services? How does that work?
It's a very reasonable price for our services. So we run a lot of programs where you don't have to be a member. Things like we're doing AARP tax prep, and it looks a little different this year with the pandemic and less appointments for sure, but you don't have to be a member to do some of those kinds of programs. Normally the mayor hosts senior conference each year, which we were unable to do last year, but those kinds of programs you don't have to be a member for. And even some of our paid programs, which are very reasonable, like our fitness programs, drumming and Zumba and those things, it's just a $5 difference in charge from what it normally would be. So you don't even have to be a member. But then for those that do want to become members, it's just $15 if you're in the Saline Area School District for the whole year to be a part of the Senior Center, which allows you to take access in all of our free programs we have, like bingo and cards and trivia and those things. And then $10 for those over 80. So the older you get, the more inexpensive it gets, which is great. And then our Senior in Training program, which we mentioned earlier, we really don't have too many in that program, but that's just $25. And then those that are not members or residents in Saline could also become members as well. So it's very reasonable cost to be a member of the Senior Center each year.
It's a place for everyone as you start into that aging process. The Saline Area Senior Center offering many recreational, educational, and fitness programs. Great talking with Nancy Cowan. She is the executive director of the Saline Area Senior Center. The center also recently developed a fitness room through a foundation grant, which members will be able to enjoy when the center reopens post-COVID. You can visit SalineSeniors.org to access more information. SalineSeniors.org. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Community Cares.